Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I want to say hello to all my friends in Nigeria. Thank you for so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you're a part of, whether it's the morning or night, whatever. Thank you so much. Tonight on the conversation, Charles Krauthammer said that this Congress has been a complete bust and a huge disappointment. Really? Of course it has. There's a difference between Americans and many other countries. We don't trust our government. Most countries, people do. And some don't have a choice. Like North Koreans. Attorney Jeff Sessions released a statement regarding the Chicago lawsuit against the DOJ. I will get into that and, you know, these wonderful sanctuary cities. Also, everyone said that if Trump gets in and you vote for him, this is what's going to happen. What's really going on? Because they're right, but for the wrong reasons. Al Gore's an inconvenient sequel bombed at the box office. Not a surprise. I will get into that. A great story of a flag-draped horse honoring a fallen is led into a Garfield County Fair and Rodeo, and something amazing happens, and I'll get into something that happened at the Grateful Dead Station, the Grateful Dead Turpin Station Family that happened. Same story, kind of. Loretta Lynch used an alias Elizabeth Carlisle to write about the Clinton tarmac meetings. I'll get into that. Will that really do anything or matter? Also, Purple Heart Day, and there's a couple things that's awesome with that, and new things coming out about this. Also, Premier League, transfer news, and also, how did we fare in the Super Cup? I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, and I'm going to get this out of the way, because I'm not going to talk about this, except for this little bit. Because this is American football for all my European fans, which I'm not really a big fan of. Okay. Colin Kaepernick sucks. Bottom line, he sucks. Well, he was kneeling down and not standing up for the national anthem because he was fighting for all those poor people that have been oppressed in this country. And he contradicts himself by wearing a Fidel Castro shirt, one of the most brutal dictator. Whether he had kneeled or not, he sucks. I wouldn't want him on my team, period. But to tell you how bad the NFL is, Jay Cutler sucks, and he's getting a $10 million one-year deal. I don't know. I've given up on football. American, that is. Moving on, folks. Moving on. Charles Krauthammer said on, I think, Monday or Tuesday via Fox News. I think it was Monday, yeah, where he basically was like, you know, Congress is a complete bust and a huge disappointment. They are. I have a friend that's from the Netherlands, and I have Norwegian, I have some friends overseas, and they trust their government. We don't trust our government. Sorry, I don't trust my government. That's why we have Trump, because we've had government with a president. We've had a president and a government that's been all Democrat, and we haven't really seen anything happen. We've had a government that's a Republican president and all Republicans, and nothing changes. People see a government where the Democrats and Republicans in government get richer and richer and richer and richer and richer, and we get poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer and poorer. They pass all these laws that they're exempt from, but we have to pay it. The government raises the taxes by 5,000,000%. Congress is exempt from it. And it's no different now. Except for we got a president that hopefully is going to do something about the crap that's not being done. Hopefully. That's why I voted for him. Like I tell my liberal friends. Yes, see, there's a little thing called percentage. What is that, JJ, from Good Times, Temporary of Good, Dynamite, that guy? He is 90% Trump. Wow. Can you believe it? He's 90% Trump. And what can you believe it about is, see, he's 90% Trump. Because he's not going to support 100% everything Trump does. Neither am I. I'm a supporter of Trump, but am I going to agree with everything he does? I'm a huge Manchester United fan. Did I agree with everything Alex Ferguson did? No. Did I agree with everything David Moyse did? No. Did I agree with everything that Alex Ferguson did? Like I said, no, I never will. And same thing with David Moyse, and same thing with Jose Mourinho, you know, and Louis Van Gaal. I can say their names 50 million times, but I'm not going to agree with everything they do. Bottom line. I'm not going to agree with everything Trump does. I'm going to support a lot of what he does. I support the way he... No, I don't support the way he's passing stuff, but I support what he's passing. Because I had someone go, oh, yeah, you were the one that's complaining about Obama and basically bypassing Congress and passing all this stuff. Well, Trump's doing the same thing. I'm like, well, where's that right? Where's that right? And just because I want to do this, because I think this says it best. Corinthians 5:21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sins so that we could be right with God through Christ. I waited till now to do the verse of the day, basically, because why? It doesn't matter where you live. Jesus is king. You know, because I have friends that we get into very politically because they're very, very left and I'm very, very right. And if we ever get too far, I just say, remember, I know you like Obama, but Jesus Christ is king. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, of course. Trump might be president, but Jesus is king. Whenever I get a little bit kind of haywire, he always brings me down, like, with to that level. And say, yeah, remember, we're not here. And that's how I feel. That's why I like Trump, because they're chanting USA. It's about America. You know, I want to see a day when they're cheering for a nation, not a person. You know, not this, oh, Kim Jong-un, thank you so much. And if it's me, North Korea wouldn't exist. Okay, here's 5 atomic bombs. Okay, whenever you want to surrender, let me know. If I need to do 10, whatever. Something should have been done. Obama should have done something. No, see, Obama wanted to be seen like a Bill Clinton. Why didn't I have to do anything? You know, didn't have to fight when I was. Yeah, and then we had to pick up the pieces. You know, see, Obama and Clinton are like the people at the party. Okay. Hey, they're the kids at the party. And you got, 10-year-old party and you got confetti everywhere. You got crepe paper everywhere. You got broken balloons everywhere. You got cake everywhere. You got cups everywhere. Spilled drinks, spilled Kool-Aid. Okay? And you're the parent having to clean up the mess. Well, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to clean up any. I didn't have to do anything when I was, I was just having a good time at the party. Obama was just having a good time. The media supported everything he did, no matter what, good or bad. They never made him look bad. They kissed his butt. If Obama stopped walking, the media would be so far up his butt. I'm just saying. But my point is, now Trump is the adult that's having to clean up after all this. Okay. Oh, yeah, you just think it's great. You had the party. Yeah. Who decorated the party? Okay. I had to put all the streamers up. I had to get the confetti ready. I had to blow up the 1,000 balloons. I had to make the cake. I had to get the fruit punch ready. I had to get this ready. I had to get that ready. What did you do? You threw around the confetti. You took the crepe paper and threw it around. And you had rolls that were unopened and you threw them like toilet paper. Okay? You got those cans that you spray with the foam stuff that flies everywhere. You popped 1,000 balloons. You spilled the drinks. You threw paper plates everywhere. And guess what? Now I got to clean it all up. You know? We don't want to go to war. But North Korea is like, okay, we're gonna nuke this nation. We're going to do stuff. And I think it's honestly dealing with, okay, now that people are starting to wake up and realize, hey, our country sucks. Look at this. He's driving a car in South Korea, and he's not a government official. He's just a regular Joe. Look at how good they have it. And he's trying to reunite this nation. And I don't think that they're joking. I think they're serious. And something should have been done with Obama when he was in president. But Obama's presidency was 8 years of holiday. He was on a holiday for 8 years. Yeah, Trump might play a lot of golf, but guess what? That's where he gets a lot of business done. You can joke all you want about Trump. Well, he's played more golf than any president ever. Well, gee, he has the stock market going through the roof. What did the Dow Jones Industrial get to, like 800 trillion? He is doing so much for this country. I think he's done more for this country in the last 8 months than he has in the whole time. And if you're new to the conversation, I was someone that believed, okay, I thought Trump might be the front runner for a little while, and then he would go into the sunset and a regular Joe, like Marco Rubio would take the front runner spot, or I don't think America wanted another Bush or Jeb. I didn't think we'd get it, and I didn't think Chris Christie would have a shot, but a Ted Cruz or a Marco Rubio, someone like that, would have taken the front runner spot, and it would have been politics as usual. He'd have been on the right, but he'd have been fighting for the American people until he got there, and then it'd be politics as usual. But that's not the case. I didn't expect to see Trump in the White House, but I see him as someone like, for years, we've been buying these plates for 10 cents and selling them for 40 bucks. Now they're getting on us and making regulations so that we can't buy that plate for 10 cents and sell it for 40 bucks. And people look at that plate and go, how can you look at that, dude? How can you sell that for 40 bucks? You gotta be mad. And you're sitting there, we're buying that thing for 10 cents a plate. We're selling it for 40 bucks, and they think they're getting a great deal. And they're seeing that this might be an end to their way of life, of living the good life in Washington, D.C., and getting away with doing whatever they want to and passing laws that they don't have to abide by. And every once in a while, they take someone and they expose them for the corruption that they've probably done themselves just to make them, yep, we're cleaning the house. Yep, he tried to sell Obama Senate seats, so we're cleaning the house. You know? We got to get rid of the bad guys. The problem you deal with most of the stuff that's going on in this nation is, okay, someone walks up to you and says, okay, 10 seconds. When 10 seconds elapses, I'm shooting you 4 times with a gun. You got a choice between getting shot 3 times or 4 times. Well, I don't want to get shot either. I don't want to get shot at all. Well, you don't have that choice. You got 4 shots or 3 shots. And then by the time, if you don't, okay, well, then before the 10 seconds runs up, just shoot me 3 times. Well, I don't want to get shot at all. Bang, 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 and you get shot 3 times. It's a metaphor for 90% of the crap going on in this country you don't want. Okay, well, I'm stuck between this guy that's really going to screw me and this guy that's going to, it's between bad or worse. Okay, he's really bad. He's worse. Okay, well, he's not going to fix anything, but he's going to make it even worse. I guess I'll take the lesser, you know, and people are tired of the lesser two evils. That's why we're in the place we're in. We have this nation of people that thinks that, oh, well, we need to harbor these. We need to have safe spaces for all these illegals. Okay, they're illegal for a reason. I have no problem. I mean, because the only immigrant population to ever come into this country is Mexican. Don't let people fool you. Don't let the right fool you. Mexicans are the only group to come into this country. If you weren't born in America, then you're Mexican. There's no Russians in here. There's no Asians. There's no Irish immigrants. There's no Japanese immigrants. There's no Chinese immigrants. There's only Mexican immigrants. Because if you do not support illegals, then you have to be racist. You have to hate Mexicans. You have to, and that's BS. I just hope some of these people that are against, that are for these sanctuary cities, I hate to say this, but something needs to happen to them at the hands of an illegal. Like they get stabbed, shot, or something, so that maybe they wake up. Sorry, folks, but the bunch is going to have to suffer for the 3 or 4 that are violent killers in this country that are illegal. Well, you're illegal, period. Don't matter. I mean, if you're here illegally, you're illegal. You shouldn't be here. We need to find a way to make it so that you can come here. So that there is a path to citizenship for the people that want to make a difference. And of course, well, if you stop immigration in this country, who's going to pick the fruit? Wow. Well, I'll pick the fruit. Got a buddy with United Fruit. Start with strawberries. Work your way up them bananas. If that's what it means to provide for my family, okay, let's do it. I'm surprised they haven't come out with like a strawberry harvester. You know, but then I've seen places where they do them and they have like a thing where they have like a tower and they have strawberries on them and, you know, but you know, that's the problem with this country. People are too proud. People, well, you have to go to college so you can get a great degree so you can sit in an office like an executive and just sit there and tell people what to do. No one, you know, whatever, like we had an issue with our sink. So, of course, they called Ikes and Ikes came out. And the maintenance called Ikes and Ikes come out. And I think the guy that was with them was an apprentice. And I'm like, that's right. Show that boy how to. It was just great to see someone that. He's okay. Now you feel that. Okay, that if you feel that tug, then yeah, it's grabbing hold of the clock. Now keep feeding that snake through until you don't feel anything. Then go back and forth with it. You know, people just in this day and age, it's like no one wants to work with their hands. No one wants to get dirty anymore. No one wants to, not that, I mean, there are still chimney sweeps, don't get me wrong. But it's not that common of a thing. But no one, I mean, my dad's company's hurting for welders. No one wants to work on a brake press or welding. If you want to make really good money, learn how to use a CNC machine. Learn how to set up a CNC machine where you program the thing to where it will go and cut. And, okay, I set up this machine. I do this. And when I'm done, I hit this button and it cuts the machine. It cuts the part out. Tammy Bruce said this. They told me if I vote for Trump, we would be overwhelmed with bigotry, with the likes which we've never seen before. And oh boy, were they right, but for the wrong reasons. Liberals were the ones that said, oh, we're going to have all these problems and all this stuff's going to happen if Trump gets in. They're the problems. They're the ones that are having these issues. The violence is caused by Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these people that are, we felt threatened. Well, on all the videos I've seen, I haven't seen Trump supporters threatening you, because a Trump supporter, you wouldn't be threatened because you'd be getting shot at, because we're gun owners. That's right, folks. You feel threatened. I'd love to meet one of those people. Okay, really? Well, how'd you feel? Well, then how? What are you doing here? Because if I felt threatened, you'd have been shot. If I felt threatened, there's no one even around you, and they're throwing bricks and stuff at buildings. How is that making America great? Oh, let's trash this country because our candidate didn't win. That's going to help. That's going to help make this country great. Since I didn't get that loan to get that house, I'm going to torch that house, because if I can't get it, no one should be able to. I don't understand. Probably like Al Gore's sequel. But I understand why that thing tanked. But that's the problem. Everything that they said was going to happen is happening. But because of the left doing it. Not because of the right. You got a bunch of little whiny people on the left. Well, I was told everything was going to be free, and I wouldn't have to have a job, and I wouldn't have to work for anything, and I'd just be have it given to me. And now Trump's president, and I'm going to have to actually work. And I never thought I would see a day where colleges would cancel classes because students were so distraught. Hell, when I went to culinary school, I'd be like, "Suck it up, Buttercup." You know, when I went to culinary school, they talked about, oh, yeah, this guy accidentally took off from the elbow down, and he lifted up the grate and put his arm in there and seared the end of his arm off so it stopped bleeding. He didn't go to the hospital or anything. It's about way back in the day, and died like 4 days later from gangrene. But, hey, he kept working. He kept cooking. Now you go from that type of mentality to where when you do an apprenticeship when you're in France at like 12 and 13 years old, you know, get back there, you know, don't come crying to us. You get back there and you do what that chef tells you, to a society now, like in the States, where it's, oh, your candidate didn't win. Oh, we're going to cancel classes. Oh, don't worry. Yeah, that's just what they're going to get in the real world. Oh, that deadline tomorrow for the magazine. I'm sorry that Hillary Clinton lost. You don't have to turn in your article for that magazine. I know it's due tomorrow, the deadline, but don't worry about it. We'll just put out the magazine a week late because of Trump winning. Okay, don't worry about it. No. Suck it up, Buttercup. We need this article if you want it in this magazine, or we'll find someone else. I got 800 articles I can put in that place. If you're not, get it done, or we'll find someone. There's no participation trophy in life, folks, no matter where you live. But Al Gore's An Inconvenient Sequel bombed at the box office 15th. Well, because people are tired of the BS. You know, what is he? What is he? What does his house use? Like 50 times the electricity of like the normal American? Like his house uses as much electricity in 1 month as like 50 homes do in a year. Something that's like ridiculous. Oh, but we need to save energy. We need to conserve. We need to. I'm not saying we don't need to recycle. But we need to do it. I think what they need to do is I think everything needs to be taxed. Okay, you go to Walmart, you pay like 10 cents for bags. And then when you return the bags, you get your 10 cents back and then they get recycled. That way, you know, that's why I like those states in the United States where you pay like 10 cents a can and then you get that back when you turn it in. That way, you know, they're getting recycled. Because like in Canada, they went to a Tim Hortons, like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and put like these tag things on these cups and threw them in the recycle. And almost all of them they found when they tracked them were just going in the regular trash. That's how it works. That's how it is. You know, I'm all for recycling, but we got to do it the right way. We got to do it, period. But Al Gore, that speaks for itself. People have seen beyond the BS. But that's how we are. I mean, you wonder if things are ever going to change. You know? Because like Loretta Lynch used an email alias Elizabeth Carlisle to write about Clinton tarmac meetings. You should never put, even if they talked about baseball, nothing political, you should never put yourself in that type of situation. Because I know if that was a Republican doing that, let me tell you, that would be on every news organization, Facebook page, their website, print ad. 95% of the news time would be directed to that. They would be all over that like gnats on rotten food. But because it's liberals, they hardly ever covered it. And I don't think even if they get a Freedom of Information Act and they come out and try to get all these emails released, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I don't think, even though she's been caught using email aliases and all this stuff, Loretta Lynch, it ain't going to matter. Well, I guarantee you, in 5 years, it'll be proven that there was corruption, that they rigged the elections, that she was in bed with. All this stuff will be proven, but it's not gonna change anything. I mean, I guess I look at it like this. I will think Trump is a great president when Hillary Clinton's behind bars, or actually when Obama has been publicly hung, when Hillary Clinton's been publicly hung. No, like bag over their head. No, I mean, seriously, they need to go to prison for what they've done as far as treason. I'm not saying I'm going to do anything. I'm saying that's what, because I guarantee you they would want Donald Trump hung if he was accused of doing what, I mean, they basically want him hung because they say he's in bed with Russia. Because they don't got, I mean, you ask most liberals, what's your view? Where do you stand? What's your viewpoint? What do you want for this country? They can't tell you. Well, that guy up there, as soon as he tells me what to say, I'll tell you what I support. I want equality. If a liberal does it, call him on it. If a Democrat does it, call them on it. But if a conservative does it, that's why, like JJ, he's 90% Trump. He's not going to support everything he does. I love this. It's Lost Purple Heart was found. Because in America, it's Purple Heart Day. And what it is, it's a day where we remember all the Purple Heart people that were either killed or injured in battle. And close to 400 Lost Purple Heart medals have been returned to the recipients since this group was founded. There was actually a group a guy started when he was given a Purple Heart. And I think it was 2005 or 2004. And Knight Langer was, this guy was killed on the 23rd on Memorial Day in 1951 in Korea. And his Purple Heart was lost. And he was, this one guy was able to give it back to the family. And just, and they've started a huge website to try to bring these Purple Hearts back to the people that they belong to. And I think it's just great that, you know, supposedly I think my dad could have gotten one, but didn't. He's too prideful. You know, like, hey, and I think that's commendable. But then, like, if you have a Purple Heart, like, there are so many things you can get. You know, like, some universities, if you are a Purple Heart recipient or your dad is, you can get, like, college paid for and all this stuff and help. And but, you know, my dad served my country and that's all that matters. But it's just kind of neat to see that these Purple Hearts that are lost are coming back to where they're found. I'm going to quick get into this because this is kind of a cool story. This is going to, where was it? This is in Colorado, Rifle, Colorado. And they were doing like a rodeo thing and they had a draped coffin kind of thing. It was like a horse. It had like a American flag draped over, kind of like you would a coffin to basically to honor all the fallen. And during this, a rainbow appeared right in front of them. And it was just, the photo is just amazing. Seeing the lady on the horse with the American flag, and it reminded me in when I was at the 2003 Grateful Dead Turpin Station Family Reunion, and when it happened, like the Sunday, supposed to downpour rain and stuff, and I'm like, all the tapers had umbrellas over their things, and they were playing "He's Gone," and all of a sudden, it downpoured for like a minute, 2 minutes, stopped. And right above the stage, a rainbow appeared. And everyone just looking up, and they're like, "It's Jerry, it's Jerry." And Bob Weir and the Dead just looked up like that, and they just knew. And it's like, "He's gone, gone, gone. Nothing's gonna bring him back. He's gone. Like a steam locomotive. Rolling down the tracks." Just, oh wow, just amazing. And it was just reminded me of that, because it's just so awesome to see that photo. Just speaks volumes. Like, there you go. So I think the photo was just amazing. And you know, to honor the fallen like that, and that happened, I think it's just really cool. Now this is, I want to get into this story because this is very interesting. Muslim sues KFC for not allowing him to sell challah chicken at his franchises. And I guess for a long time now, 8+ years, he's been selling challah meat at these KFCs in, what was this? In the Chicagoland area. And the response is great. It's not negative at all. It's like, well, how can we guarantee that that they are following kosher practices if we're making something, if we're preparing something kosher. Because let's say you get like a kosher piece of beef and you're preparing it and you're doing a dish with it. Well, how do you make sure that that is staying kosher the whole way through? Because what if you do something to that meat that violates kosher law? And now it was kosher beef when you brought it into the restaurant, but now you did, I don't know what all involves koshering to make it kosher. But let's say you can't have beef touch milk. Well, you do, and it's no longer kosher. Well, hey, we did flour, egg wash, flour. Now it's no longer kosher. How can they guarantee that a young kid is going to sit there and be able to keep it kosher or keep it challah? You know, I'm sure it's more than just meat being challah meat or challah chicken, that I'm sure there's things that you can and cannot do with that beef or that chicken, you know. Because I'm sure you could have challah beef, but I'm sure I could do something to that beef to where it's no longer acceptable to eat by Muslims. Besides putting like bacon grease on it. And that's what he goes on to say. I'm not going to sell something. And how can you guarantee me, prove to me the whole time you've been selling this, that it is 100% challah all the way, that somebody never did something unknowingly that violates your belief as a Muslim to that challah meat? How can you guarantee that somebody hasn't done something to this beef to make it no longer kosher? Yes, it was kosher from the factory, but when it got here, you did something that violates Jewish law, and now it's no longer kosher. Hello?
Hey, you taking callers?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I was taking a look at your website, your description page, and you got a nice long paragraph about a lot of issues that you probably want to cover, and a lot of them are interesting to me, so I thought I'd drop in to see what you and I might have in common or not in common.
Go ahead. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm a Gore, I'm a Trump fan, even though I didn't vote for him, because I thought at the time that he had the kind of ego that I was suspicious about when it would come to a war situation. I didn't trust his finger on the button. But now that he's in office, I find that his economic policies are the ones that I like. His policies on immigration are ones that I like. But we're now being tested with the information, which I haven't really researched yet, about North Korea having something like 60 warheads that could actually fit into their ICBMs. So we're really on the brink of war with that country. How much of it is, you know, true, depending upon the media, I don't know. But what do you think about the North Korean situation?
Like I've said, I kind of feel like what some people have said on the BBC, that they believe that the North Koreans are starting to see how good South Korea has it via the microchips that they're able to take from South Korea and smuggle them into North Korea and plug into their computer that they have from the government. And they're seeing some South Korean TV and stuff in the country. Some people have said technology is going to be the downfall of North Korea, and this is a way to reunite them. And I believe, I'd say about 60% of their threats are real.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how is that going to reunite North Korea and South Korea, though?
Well, it's not really going to reunite North and South Korea. It's just North Koreans starting to see how bad they have it compared to South Koreans, and they're starting to say, hey, wait a minute, for 50 years I've been told Kim Jong-un and Kim Il-sung and these leaders made the hamburger, invented the car, invented all this stuff, and we have it great, and they're starting to see how bad it is. So they're trying to reunite North Korea under, well, South Korea is being controlled by the U.S. South Korea is owned by the U.S. We need to attack the U.S. to free South Korea and try to reunite them under war, whether that's true or not. That's what some of the, like, in the United Kingdom, that's what they've said a lot on the BBC, what they believe is happening.
They've said that war would reunite the North and the South?
Well, just the North. The North is trying to reunite.
So they're galvanizing the North so that they would come together to believe that their leader is really not a good leader. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Basically, what they're trying to do is, basically saying, okay, we need to come together as a nation to attack this country who is controlling our neighbor, South Korea. That's why they're not living the good life we have. Because they're being controlled by America. And if we attack them and free them from America, then we can, you know.
They're trying to get them away from that. Okay, I'm still not quite understanding what it is. Are you saying that the North Koreans are awakening to the fact that South Korea has it better than North Koreans?
Yes.
And the North Koreans have found out that their leaders have lied to them. And as a result, what are they going to do?
They're trying to take and bring their people together by reuniting North. What North Korea is trying to do is they're trying to bring their people together by saying, okay, we need to come together as one nation and to fight this entity called America, who is controlling.
Oh,
and they're trying to bring them together that way and hope whether that's true or not.
I got it now. The leaders are trying to... Okay, the North Koreans are dissatisfied. The leaders have found out that the North Koreans, that the people are dissatisfied, and they're trying to galvanize the North Koreans who are dissatisfied by uniting them under the banner of, let's get the American.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Because, and that's why... And look at South Korea is the way they are because the Americans control them, and we need to galvanize them and bring and unite these people. And that's what, whether it's true or not, that's what they've been saying.
So, and they're going to do that through the threat of war. So, do you think as a result of that, do you think that Kim Jong-un, if I'm pronouncing his name properly, he's blustering, or do you think he will actually shoot ICBMs at America?
I think he will.
I think he will.
At least, maybe not U.S., but maybe like the Virgin Islands, or a, you know, like a U.S., you know, like near Hawaii.
Okay. And if he does that, then, but that kind of puts his people in danger. So if he galvanizes them to look at America as the enemy, but if America invades them, then they die. So what you're saying then is the strategy is that to take them off the realization that the South Koreans have it better, and instead of having them form an uprising of sorts against the leader, they'll galvanize together, unite with the leader to fight America, and by doing so, they're distracted from the fact that their life stinks.
Yep.
Okay. Well, other leaders throughout time have used that kind of methodology by uniting, by having a war, the people gather together under their despotic leader in order to fight the enemy, and as a result, the leader stays in power until he gets ousted by some sort of coup or unless his country gets defeated. Yeah, so it's a method that's been used before, And you think it'll work? I mean, you're thinking that he will fire ICBMs against America? Well, if he does that, then Trump has no choice but to use the A-bomb or the H-bomb.
Yep.
And if he does that, since North Korea is right on the border of China, China's going to have to retaliate.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then all of us are going to die.
Yeah, that's the thing I've told some of my friends. I'm like, well, if North Korea does what I think they're going to do, no one's going to be safe. Because if North Korea attacks us, we're going to attack them. China's going to get involved, and there's going to be no Earth.
Yeah, unless China doesn't retaliate, that could, you know what, that could be a kind of a negotiation between China and Trump. If he says to them, if you allow us to bomb North Korea and you don't retaliate, the benefit to China, and this is going to be kind of ironic, is that since they have like about 3 billion people, the leaders really don't mind if like, you know, half, 500 million die or something like that. And that means, you know, fewer resources are needed to feed the mouths of dead people. And, who knows? That could work. It sounds kind of like Twilight Zone, but if those negotiations are entered into and if China agrees to that, then and then we won't have World War III. Just as long then as Russia doesn't fire back. But it is a dangerous situation. But even in the meantime, if the ICBMs from North Korea get through our missile defenses, which we don't have much of, then whatever cities they strike, America will suffer nuclear fallout. Still dangerous times. Matter what. I hope the guy doesn't fire ICBMs. Is that each? I don't know. Did you do any research? I just heard about it today. So I don't know what the situation really is. I'm going to find out later on when I investigate. But something like 60 warheads that they found that North Korea has. Well, I guess. Yeah, I guess the guy could do it. Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, other than that, do you like Trump? Do you not like Trump?
I like him to a point, but like I've said in the past, like, he's passing a lot of bills and everything on his own without Congress or Senate. And I like some of the things he's passed, but I don't like the way he's doing it, because it's only a matter of time before you get someone doing what he's doing, passing things that you don't agree with.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Trump, but I don't, and he has to do these executive orders in order to get his agenda passed. But you're right. Since Obama was doing it before him, and Clinton was doing it before Obama and Bush, etc., I don't like the fact that a president can have even semi-dictatorial powers. But I don't like the fact that almost all of Congress is corrupt either. There's hardly any consequences to Congress for their doing their treasonous acts over the years. They've sold America down the river, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. But they don't have to abide by 90% of the laws they pass themselves.
Well, they have to abide by them, but they just don't get caught violating them as often as they should. You know? Well, all right, I guess I'll let you go and get back to your show.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, though.
Sure. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. But he's right, though. I mean, they do follow the laws per se, but they just don't get caught as much as they do. And what I think they honestly do is, every once in a while, when someone does get busted, when someone does get caught, they turn him out like he's like a turncoat. Okay, well, we're going to turn this guy in and act like we're policing ourselves when they really aren't doing that at all. When he just did something stupid enough to get noticed and get caught, and now we're going to turn him in. And that's, you know, like my caller said, that's what he's, that's what I think Congress is doing. Okay. Oh, well, since we can prove he was selling Obama's Senate seat, we're going to have him fry to make us all look good. Like we're, you know, taking and policing ourselves when they're really not doing anything, you know, because they say this a lot on K-Love, and this teacher goes, okay, what would the world be like if we had no laws? And at first all the class goes, oh, wonderful, great. But then this kid goes, wait a minute, there'd be total chaos. Be no stop sign. Okay, well, there might be a red light, but you don't have to stop at it. Okay. You may have a stop sign, but you don't have to stop and you don't have to do anything. There's no laws. It'd be total, complete, and utter chaos. And I think that's where this country's gone. You have the government that, well, as a little kid, you got a cookie jar. Well, I'm just going to take one cookie from the cookie jar. No one's going to know this. Before you know it, you take five and six, and then the thing's empty, and mom's going, well, where's all the cookies? Well, and that's what's happened. You know, the government's taken into the, and taking a cookie, you know, taking, oh, I'll just spend a little bit more than, yeah, we allotted $1,000 for this, but I'll just spend $2,000. No one will notice. And then some guy goes, well, if we gave him $1,000 and he spent $2,000, then I'll take that $2,000 that I'm getting and I'll spend $4,000. And before you know it, it's gotten out of hand. And that's what America, that's why I think people wanted Trump, because at least he was smart enough to realize that he can't win as an independent. So what's he going to do? He's going to run as a Republican. He's not in the Congress. He's not in the Senate. He's a successful businessman. Let's give him a chance. And at least we can say, hey, at least we tried Trump. If he fails, he fails. You know, like JJ said, I'm 90% Trump. I'm not going to agree with everything he stands for. Like I told the caller, and we were talking about this, you know, I like what he's passed, not the way he's doing it. Because like I said, even a year ago, I said, we're going to get into an executive order war where then whoever's president is going to see, look at what Bush did and what Clinton did, and Obama took even more advantage of passing whatever I want to by myself. Remember, folks, an executive order was started. Okay, Congress is in session and we got attacked. We need to go to war. I'm fighting an executive order because we got attacked by China. We have to go to war. They bombed. There's no more Statue of Liberty. We have to go to war. It was for that type of thing. It wasn't for the president to just willy-nilly pass whatever he wanted to. So that's kind of, it's just gotten out of hand. And people need to realize, and I think with Trump becoming president, people have woken up. And they said, we're going to give Trump a shot. We're going to see what happens. Is he going to be perfect? No, he's not going to be perfect. And if he doesn't work out, then at least we tried and we'll go somewhere else. I mean, this, I never thought there was a Democrat in California that has a painting of the Statue of Liberty wearing a hijab. I never thought I would see something like this in this country. The hijab is something that, okay, you're not, you know, you're like cat poo to them. You go to the grocery store alone, they stone you. That's where this nation is. We have these people that, like, you're either a racist, bigot, conservative, or you're this person that is a Muslim sympathizer. Well, you know, oh, we gotta, you know, oh, we gotta have a prayer room for these Muslims. Oh, well, Christians can use it too. Yeah, if the Christians tried to get that prayer room, it'd never be allowed. Like, as I end this little segment, like I said, I guarantee you, at some point down the line, someone made chicken at one of those KFCs that violated Muslim law, and someone that ate that chicken, it was not 100% challah. Same thing if you got kosher chicken. I guarantee you somebody would probably do something to it that would make it no longer kosher. Or even some kid, as a joke, would do something or add something to where you couldn't tell it was there, but it would not be kosher anymore. I want to get in. I got about 3 minutes left in the program. I want to get into a little bit of some Premier League news and stuff. As many of you saw the or heard, the Super Cup was on today. They had it on like YouTube, like on like 6 channels, the match, but because they spent millions of dollars to air the thing, they were all almost instantly taken down. Being in the States, if I can't watch it on TV when I'm at home because it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's almost impossible to find a radio version online because they're all, due to copyright infringements, not aired and all this. But Manchester United lost 2-1 against Real Madrid. And of course, there are no points involved. Technically, there are 3 points in like the Champions League points standings and stuff like that. But to me, we're not right now Champions League caliber. Maybe by the middle of the season, we'll get better. If I think a good Champions League stance for us is I think we'll get out of the group stage. If we get out of the group stage and get to the single elimination, then I think we'll do pretty good. You know, I'm more concerned about getting 3 points in the Premier League in our first game against West Ham. We got it. You know, the 3-4-4 is not going to work. We need to do the 3-4-4. It's not, I'm sorry. But that's what I know Mourinho is going to play. And if he continues to play Fellaini, it's going to be done. I guess I look at like, I know I harp on the guy, but what has he done for us? Nothing. Okay, I would be thrown out of the game with a red card, and he hasn't even gotten a yellow card. That's about all I can say good about him. The 3-5-2 is what is going to make us successful. But we can't do that every time. But the 4-3-3, I mean, not the 3-4, I think, but the 4-3-3 is what he uses. We got Emmanuel Matic, which I'm not a big fan of. And hopefully he does something. Hopefully, I'm like, where did this guy come from? Because he's not the player I've always known. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Rooney plays at Everton. Yeah, I'm actually doing a fantasy football this year, and it's been a couple years since I've done it. And it's kind of nice this year because now, since I've done it, in the day, you had to look up all your players, where now it can tell you, okay, he's injured. This guy is, you know, that way you don't, because I had one guy that was, I thought was still playing and he got hurt, but I didn't hear much about it. And then he was injured and out with a knee injury. So I had him on my team for like 2 weeks and he was injured, not playing at all. So now you can find that information out pretty good. So it's just one of those things that I think. Mourinho has always come in first place in the second year at every team, so I hope that's the case. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And remember, everyone, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred. Till this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.